A couple of years ago, I was visiting a country which for me is on the other side of the world. It was the Philippines. And relative to where I am in Massachusetts, it's almost the exact opposite side of the world for me. And I have a number of friends there, and it was a really grace-filled time, a real pilgrimage of sorts that I was able to take in 2015. And on this pilgrimage, I went to a number of churches, and I was in this one church, and we were there to pray because, you know, when you're on pilgrimage, you don't just go sightseeing, but you go there to pray, to try to open your heart to God's will more deeply in your life while on pilgrimage. And we were also admiring the really beautiful images that were in one of these churches we were at. It had these stained glass windows, which were really awesome, and paintings of the Stations of the Cross that were very elaborate. And something that caught my attention that has actually stayed in my mind ever since I came back from the Philippines, something that when I think of the Philippines, that's what I am reminded of, was in this church they had these two banners up near the sanctuary. On one side, the banner said, "If today you hear his voice," going from the ceiling to the floor almost. And on the other side it said, "Harden not your hearts." If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. And those words are from the book of Psalms, one of the books in the Old Testament of the Bible. It's also words from the liturgy of the church. And it's words that the people of that parish felt that it was very necessary for people to pay attention to those words. It's such a small saying, if today you hear his voice, the voice of God, harden not your hearts. But it's a saying that is very necessary for us to try to live by. And in that church, these banners proclaimed this message as something that was very important in our life's journey. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. A hardened heart is when we become spiritually insensitive to the things of God. When we are insensitive to God's presence in our life, and when we are insensitive to divine providence working in our lives. When we become insensitive to the voice of the Lord calling us to be faithful to him and trust in him. When we are insensitive to the state of our own soul before God. And we also become insensitive to others around us when we have a spiritually hardened heart. Now there are many ways that we can get a hardened heart. One of the biggest ways is through unrepented sin. It's when we have some sin in our life, it doesn't matter what it is, but we allow it to take over our lives. And we get to the point where we're like, it becomes our way of life. For example, lying. Someone could tell a lie, they get away with it, and they say, well, let me try another lie, they get away with another one. And before you know it, they lie all the time. That's unrepented sin. It's when you get to the point where you're like, I don't even care about following God's will anymore, I'm not even gonna try, I'm just gonna do things my way and I'll just try not to get in trouble with it, but I don't really care. That's unrepented sin. Now people, sometimes they get to that point after they have spent some time trying to do God's will, and they'll say, it's too difficult to be holy, it's not for me. Then you get a spiritually hardened heart. You become like rough on the inside. You become insensitive to God's blessing in your life. I'm reminded of something that was attributed to the teaching of St. Thomas Aquinas, where he said, it's far better to limp along the way of Christ than to stride along off the way. In other words, it's better to struggle with sin, to repent of it, to turn away from it, even if it's difficult, than to just throw in the towel and stride along away from Christ. It's better to begin again, again and again. I like one of the sayings of the founder of the Oblates of the Virgin Mary, Father Lanteri, where he said, Nunc Caepi, that became like a motto for his community, now I begin. It's when you kind of have the spirit of beginning again, which means you can serve Christ, you can follow him, you can live a life of holiness. It's not giving in to despair or discouragement. When you do this, when you repent of your sin, when you try to repent of your sin, then you're opening your heart to God's grace and you're allowing him to shape your heart. Otherwise, you stride along off the way of Christ and you become spiritually hardened. We got to watch out for this. Every one of us, we got to watch out for this. If there's some sin in our lives, we have to work against it every day. In fact, when you go to a church for Mass, often you hear this Mass beginning with a call to acknowledge our own sins. And some people can be like, boy, I'm getting sick and tired of coming to this church and being told I got to acknowledge my sins first. And why do I have to keep doing this? Well, it's simply a way to keep our hearts open to the grace of God. Because, you know, as we go through life, we're bound to be affected by the environment around us. So we have to keep turning away from sin and get on the right track. This keeps us from developing a spiritually hardened heart. So unrepented sin, when you don't turn away from sin, is one of the ways that you can become spiritually hardened, insensitive to God's blessing and presence. Another way that we can become spiritually hardened is through too much noise or too much distraction. I was reading a book by Thomas A. Kempis called The Imitation of Christ, and one of the things he taught in it was that one of the things that can work against our spiritual growth and spiritual health is too many distractions. Now, he said this hundreds and hundreds of years ago, long before there was media, long before there was television or text messages or radios or Facebook or anything like that. Too many distractions. Even if you look in the life of Jesus, he would go away from the crowd and spend time to pray to his Father, giving us an example to follow. Well, we have to watch out for too many distractions in our lives, too much noise, especially from the social media. This can cause us to become insensitive to the presence of God and also to the presence of others. And we can see this, actually. We can see this in the case of the man or woman who spends more time and more effort paying attention to their smartphone than to the living person in the room. People do this all the time, and we got to watch out for it. Because, you know, you might even be getting good messages. Maybe you're looking up something important, but you become oppressed by it if you spend more time and more effort in trying to pay attention to the dead smartphone, it's got no life in it, than to the living person in the room in front of you. So we can see that if you allow so much noise to saturate you, so many distractions, you become insensitive to the people around you. It's like you don't even know that they're there. You got to watch out for that. It also will make us spiritually insensitive to the voice of God, where the Word of God and the Word of Sacred Scripture will just become part of the background noise. Spiritual insensitivity is no good. And finally, another way that we become hardened of heart is how we respond to suffering. Now, every one of us is going to experience some kind of suffering in our life's journey. I wish there was a way to make sure that no one would ever suffer, but I haven't found it. It seems that in this world, every one of us will experience some kind of suffering. I once heard a very wise priest tell me that people turn to God or away from God because of the suffering and evils they have faced in their lifetime. The people who turn to God do so because in the face of so much suffering and hardship and sorrow and tragedy, they say, there's got to be more to life than just this. There's got to be more to life than just all kinds of trouble and then death. There's got to be something more. So they look. They look for God. They look for the mystery of Christ, the Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And they begin to experience the life of faith in the Son of God, which is real. The people who turn away from God in the face of suffering and hardship do so because in the face of all kinds of trouble, they say, if God is so good, if he's so loving and so real and so powerful, how and why has he allowed me to suffer this? Or how does he allow so many other people to suffer these troubles? And then they turn away from God. And they become possibly spiritually hardened. In the face of suffering, we have to turn to God more. That keeps our hearts open to the mystery of eternal life. I once saw a man in the face of tremendous suffering, tremendous unspeakable suffering, turn to God more. And he did this in front of hundreds and maybe thousands of people. We were at a funeral for a young man who had died. He was in his mid-30s and he died totally unexpectedly. And he had been a very physically fit in his life. He used to go running every day, and then he just died suddenly, and it was a total shock to all of us. When we were at the funeral, and you know, the man who had died, his father, gave the eulogy at the end. And here is a father who is in the face of what all of us would say is the worst suffering that any parent could experience, the loss of their own child, even as an adult. It's a suffering that stays with you all the time. And this man gave this eulogy, and he talked about the goodness of his son and asked us to pray for him. And at the end of the eulogy, he said something that I cannot forget. He said, "All of you may be wondering what I think about God now that my son has died, how I feel about, you know, belief in God and all that." And he said, "My response to you is this: the Lord has given and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And you could hear a pin drop in the church. Everybody's attention was on this man, and that's how he ended his eulogy. It was as if in the face of this cross that he was carrying then and would carry for the rest of his life and is still carrying, he was going to teach us. He was going to teach us all by his words and example how we must respond to suffering. You know, that is the best way to respond to suffering, is turning to God more, because if you think about it, God is the creator, and everything we have we owe to him. Every microscopic fiber of our being is created by God. Our entire soul, everything about us is from the good Lord. So we should be thankful to God even when these gifts fail us. Turn to God more in the face of suffering. Otherwise, that spiritual condition of hardness of heart is waiting for you. And it's really not peaceful, and it doesn't bring you a sense of strength in your life. If you turn to God more, you will find more peace and more strength. If we have a spiritually hardened heart, it makes us insensitive to God's word. It's as if someone could speak to us the truth about God, about his commandments, and we don't even hear it. We don't even want to hear it. It makes us insensitive to God's providence and blessing in our life. It makes us ungrateful because we're no longer aware that all that we have are gifts from God, so we're not thankful in life. We become miserable. A hardened heart makes us insensitive to those around us. It's like they don't really matter. The opposite of this spiritual insensitivity to God and to others is love. We see that in the case of the person who has been made spiritually insensitive by noise and distraction. The response that he or she needs is love to those who are around him, his family and his friends, and love for God, trusting in his law, trusting that his law is good for us, trusting in his providence and being thankful for his blessings. This message, "If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts," is meant for every one of us to really try to live by, to make sure that whatever in our lives is moving us away from God, we try to respond by turning to God even more. May we allow this saying to cause us to look in our own lives to see how we are listening to the voice of the Lord and keeping our hearts open to the Spirit of Christ. May we turn away from the things that make our hearts hardened and turn toward the things, in other words, turn towards love of God and love of neighbor that makes our heart open to the Spirit of Christ. In this way, our hearts become more and more like the Sacred Heart of Jesus, a heart full of love and of compassion. God bless you.